Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now some music from an acclaimed Korean master percussionist, Kim So-ra. She is considered one of the great Jangguk players, a double-headed drum, and she plays an array of other instruments as well. She plays both traditional Korean music and music she composes herself. She and her fellow musician and husband, Hyung Sung-hung, have been kind enough to set up a small battery of percussion right here in Studio A, which we'll hear presently. We are streaming our mini-concert here on the WIPR Facebook page, so you may want to tune in there. Welcome to you all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
And Sebastian Wong joins us as well. He's going to help translate, although Ms. Kim does have wonderful English, but we're going to make sure we get it right. Ms. Kim, I'd like to ask you to explain, for the folks who aren't looking on Facebook, how the drum is put together, the jangu, the drum that you are so talented at playing.
장구가 모양이랑 지금 못 보시는 페이스북 못 보신 사람들 장구에 대해서 설명해 주세요.
네, 여러분 장구는 두 면이 있고요. 그리고 이렇게 모래시계 모양으로 된 굉장히 오래된 한국의 전통 타악기입니다.
So the jangu is a double-sided drum with a hourglass-shaped wooden body in the middle that is held together with strings, and it's one of the oldest Korean percussion instruments in Korean music history.
Wonderful. Well, if you would be so kind as to give us a sample and play a little bit, we'd be very grateful. Thank you.
자, 연주하겠습니다. 연주해주세요.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. So, Ms. Kim, the drum in general, in Western music, in Asian music, Eastern music, is often just a rhythm instrument. You know, a percussion instrument. It keeps the band together. But you are elevating the jangu to a solo instrument. That is quite remarkable.
원래 이제 타악은 이제 세 개수 있잖아요. 근데 원래 장고가 여러 가지 팀 활동하는데, 근데 이제 김소라 씨가 약간 더 어울리는 것 같아요. 솔로 음악으로 장고 연주하시니까는 되게 대단한 것 같아요.
그 장고라는 악기가 원래 전통적으로는 많은 사람들하고 함께 이렇게 연주를 해야 되는데, 저는 이제 거기에서 장고라는 악기를 더 돋보이게 하는 것을 많은 분들에게 알려주고 싶었어요.
So you're correct. She grew up in the world where jangu was usually played all together and played in big ensembles. But she wanted to kind of, like you mentioned, elevate it to a new level where it showcases the drum on a higher level and it's sort of a newer level of expertise and technicality.
And to do that, your technique is so great, you must make the drum sing. It must be both a rhythmic instrument and a melodic instrument at the same time.
그래서 원래는 타악에는 그냥 가락만 하시잖아요. 근데 이제 김수라 씨가 이제 연주를 하시니까 약간 멜로디 느끼는 점이 되게 느꼈어요, 이번에.
네. 장구 저는 관객분들에게 장구가 주는 이런 울림이나 그리고 어떤 연주를 했을 때 그 리듬이 뭐를 의미하는지 그 제가 생각하고 있는 스토리를 전달해 주고 싶은 욕심이
And
있습니다.
Yes, that was actually one of her goals is to kind of give all the different sounds that the jango can make with different mallets and different things and to kind of interpret what she wanted to say through her drum with her compositions and her playing technique.
And Ms. Kim, you come from a city called Jeonggyeop, where the jangu is very, very prominent, very part of the tradition in the history of this particular place. It's also the percussion in Korea has a great connection to the agricultural tradition of Korea. Talk a little bit about that relationship.
그러니까 Jeonggyeop에서 이제 많은 타악으로 연주를 하시잖아요. 근데 이제 거기서는 원래 농사 대해서 연결되어 있잖아요. 그 대해서 조금 설명해 주세요.
정읍은 한국에서 가장 유명한 그 풍물, 그러니까 전통 음악의 가장 본 고장 중에 하나인데 거기에서 저는 태어나고 자라고 배웠어요. 그래서 그 정말 많이 발전된 음악을 많은 분들에게 더 알려주고 싶어서 풍물에서 조금 더 창작 음악으로 쉽고 간결하게 사람들께 보여드리려고
네, 그 농사도에서는 어떻게 연결되어 있어요?
풍물놀이라는 것은 원래 농부들이 농사 지으면서 이렇게 단체로 연주하던 에너지를 계속 주는 음악이었는데 거기에서 계속 발전돼가지고 현재는 조금 더 예술적인 음악으로 발전이 돼 있어요.
So Jeonggyeop is known for one of the older forms of Korean percussion folk bands. And it's one of the highest known ones. And it's related to agriculture in the sense that these bands would perform for the farmers to give them something to work to as they're farming the land. And Jeonggyeop is, she was born there and she was raised in this kind of environment where she was part of that Pungmul group or the farmers band music. And through and it's been changing and evolving with time as well. But that's how it's connected to that agricultural sense. And a lot of these instruments are all related to that in that sense where it's helping these farmers to farm. That's where the tradition came from.
There's also a spiritual premise to this music. There's a meditative quality and a spiritual dimension to it. That is this very important to you as you're figuring out the sounds you can make on this beautiful instrument?
Okay, 이런 이제 농사도 있고 근데 이제 샤만 뭐 이런 굿들 이제 연결하는 것도 하는 것 같아서요. 네, 그렇게 하시는 것 같아서
한국의 모든 전통 음악들은 그 이제 샤먼 뮤직이기도 하고 그리고 모든 분들에게 좋은 기운을 주는 그러니까 just pray.
So yes, you're correct. A lot of Korean music has its roots in the religious music, and a lot of it's actually used to good bring blessings onto people, others, and to you know, good fortune unto others.
Well, you are bringing a blessing to us. Korean percussion master Kim So-ra and Hyung Sung-hung, they will be appearing as part of their quartet tonight, 8 o'clock at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. We've got links to details at wipr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, an archive edition of Midday, we're going to rebroadcast a program on the subject of reparations for descendants of enslaved people. We broadcast that program in front of a live audience at the Lewis Museum earlier this summer on Juneteenth, so we'll hear it again on Midday Monday. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for providing lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can find them at the JFX and Waverly Farmers Markets and at bottomsupbagels.com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Kremple is our our digital producer, Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts, wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. And today we give a special shout-out to our summer interns who are finishing up their time with us today, Rob Velasquez and Margot Kohler. It's been great having them on our team. We wish them all the best in their next chapters, with especially fond good wishes to Rob and his fiancée, Elisa, who are getting married at the end of the month. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And to end our show today, more music from the great Kim So-ra and Hyung Seong-hung.
Listening to Your Public Radio, member supported 88.1 WYPR.